In the Netherlands, about 2 months before Christmas, it's not uncommon to see shop windows all dressed up with little black men and a man who looks like Santa Claus. This is Sinterklaas, the ex-bishop of Turkey, who arrives in the Netherlands on a steamboat from Spain and then mounts a white horse to trot through town throwing small sweets to the children. His helpers are Zwarte Peter, or Black Peters, and these helpers are currently causing a lot of controversy. According to the locals, and I quote a local magazine here, "I know what you're thinking, a bunch of black dudes serving some holy white man, that's racist. For your own safety, don't try to convince us. Sinterklaas celebrations are sacred in the Netherlands, and any attempt to undermine that tradition will be explained as an attempt to undermine our entire culture, which is already under attack from Islam and other foreign influences. So hush and listen." According to many non-local immigrants and expatriates, the whole thing is racist. The black faces, exaggerated red lips, white eyes and afro hair, all wearing big gold earrings and trailing behind the big white man in servitude. They see inferior black men, not the so-called chimney sweeps. Recently, some protesters printed Zwarte Peter's racist on t-shirts and protested at the Sinterklaas parades. They were arrested, and now it's again a hot topic of discussion across the country. Is it tradition? Is it racist as it currently stands? And should it be changed, altered, or stopped altogether? I thought it would be interesting to ask a half-Dutch, half-American family about their views on the festivities. Firstly, I asked the Dutch half about what Sinterklaas meant to him.
I grew up with it. I thought it was the most fantastic festivity in the Netherlands. Very exciting. You put your shoe out and you get little gifts in your shoe, and you get all the stories about Sinterklaas and Zwarte Piet, and take you with them to Spain if you misbehave, so you behave very well. Tension all builds up when Sinterklaas and Zwarte Piet are arriving. Everybody's sitting in a room. He has a story about every kid, so you have to sit on his lap, and then he will read to everyone like how you are doing. So that was terrifying, but it was such a special thing, so much imagination. To me, that's a big part of being a child in the Netherlands.
And then I asked his wife how she felt as a dark-skinned American woman about the festivities.
The Dutch people have always claimed that Zwarte Piet is not racist. And to me, it is very racist. And they've always said it's not racist. He's a chimney sweeper, and he just happens to be going down the chimney. And then when he comes out, he's all black and happens to have curly hair and a big mouth and you know, any other, what the stereotypical, I guess, kind of feature for an African.